Hallelujah. Anybody looking forward to that time? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. This is the 20th day of 2019. You ought to tell somebody, I'm glad I'm still here. Praise God. This is a day, another day, the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad that he allowed us to be in this day, because it's his day. He could have left us in yesterday. But anybody glad he brought you over to today? Hallelujah. Now, that didn't sound like you were too glad. Make some noise in this house. Let the Lord know that you're glad to still be alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all could be sleeping in our grave, but he has kept us yet another day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's just good to still be here. Hallelujah. We won't give it no guarantees. Except one, you're going to die. Hallelujah. And so every day is precious. Every second is precious. Hallelujah. And we ought to be glad and grateful for every second we got. Hallelujah. So we give glory and honor and praise to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has allowed us to come together one more time. Hallelujah. And we praise God for our presider, Elder Swenson, and the alternate Minister Smithson, to all the other preachers in the house, we just wave your hand. Praise God. We praise God for each of you, and to all, everyone who holds a position in God's house, you wave your hand. Praise God for you. Hallelujah. Now everybody else is the layperson. Your hand ought to go up now. We praise God for you too. Hallelujah. Because everybody's special. Everybody's somebody. Everybody's precious. Hallelujah. And there's no such thing as a nobody. Because a nobody doesn't exist. So you are somebody. And God didn't waste his time making nobody. He made somebody. And every one of you, if you're not part of the family, can become part of the family. Royalty of the highest level. Because our daddy is the King of Kings and the Lord of all lords. Hallelujah. You are so precious and so special. Tell somebody, I'm an original. Hallelujah. Can't find me, tell them this, and you can't find me nowhere else. That's how authentic you are. So precious to God, he only made one of you. There may be some lookalikes, maybe some wannabe lights. Hallelujah. Praise God. But they ain't gonna be you. Hallelujah. And when you're gone, there won't be another. That's how precious you are. God, we are a royalty, a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. And don't let anybody tell you, and you believe it, that you're anything else. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just know that you are who God said you are. And he has the authority and the final word. You are somebody. Glory to God. So keep that in mind, and remember, nobody can do a thing to you but bless you. Everything they mean for you bad, he's going to turn it to you good. Hallelujah. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in the bad news world. Glory to God. Anybody need some good news? Hallelujah. You should find our text today in the book of Psalms. Very familiar text. Psalms 34, verse 1 and 2. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand near that spiritual man, mental man, physical man. We count them all but not. But we turn them into your hand that you may use us for your glory and your honor and your praise. Hide Isaac behind the cross and let Jesus arise. For I realize I must decrease. Allow Jesus to increase. In the name of Jesus we pray. Send a word that will magnify your name. Send a word that will glorify you. Send a word that will strengthen us and empower us. Send a word that will make us more and more like you. Now let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, amen. Are we at Psalms 34? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Tell somebody, I will bless the Lord. We are in a new year. 20 days into that new year. And no doubt about it that some of us in these first 20 days have experienced some negative things. Sometimes we have gotten some hurts, even in this young year. But I will stop by today to tell you, bless the Lord. It could have been that you weren't around to have the hurt. We realize that we're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. But in them, you should have confidence that God is going to take you through it. And he's going to bring you out on the other side a better person. If you allow God to do what God wants to do. Now we know that God is almighty. We know that he's all powerful. We know that he's all knowing. But he also is all loving. And he will not force his blessings on you. He will not force deliverance on you. He has given it to you and told you to select, choose. I set before you life and death. And he suggests to us to choose life. You got a choice about everything that comes your way, how to receive it. You got a choice. You got the right way and the wrong way. We'll make some other things in between them, but there's still number two ways, right or wrong. Now, if you do it your way, that's the wrong way. Your way gonna cause more heartaches, more headaches, more complaints. Your way will cause for you to get angry again. And whether you realize or not, if you're harboring anger, you're also harboring hate. And you cannot go to heaven with hatred in your heart. That's the sly way that the devil uses to kill you, to destroy you, to steal from you. God has given you peace. And he's given you joy. How do you know? Because Jesus himself told us, and he's God. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. And I don't give it to you like the world does. In other words, he's trying to say is that I'm not giving you peace today and taking it today. Okay. But I'm leaving it with you. Now it's up to you to use it. Okay. You have the ability to have peace. And as much as lies within you, he said, live peaceable with all men. As much as you got in you, you can use it. And he gave you enough so you can. Because God doesn't give you halfway things. Okay. He has given you the ability to be peaceful with everybody. But our problem is we want to have the last word. Our problem, we want to come out on the winning side that we think is the winning side. But if you think it's the winning side, that means it must not be right. You need to choose God's way. And that's the right way. Well, how do I know what's God's way, Pastor? It's in your book. The book that says B-I-B-L-E. That your guideline. He told you to rejoice and be glad in everything. Give thanks for everything that comes your way through the day. Don't shun it. Receive it with joy. Don't regret it. Thank God for it because it's working for you good. See, we got to get a shift in attitudes. We got to shift to the kind of attitude that Christ had. One of selflessness. He didn't do things for himself. But he did it for you and me. He didn't have to come and die for sin because he had committed no sin. But we had. Tell the neighbor, we had. And since we had, it made us unworthy to go to the Father. We couldn't deal with him on our own. We needed somebody to bridge the gap. And thus he sent his son, Jesus, who volunteered to come. To die on the shameful cross just for sinners like you and me. Hallelujah. And don't look down your nose at anybody else. Okay? Ain't nobody in here no better than anybody else. Your social status don't make you better than me. Because you are made of the same thing that I'm made from. Tell two people, and that's dirt. Your dirt ain't no better than my dirt. It all make you dirty. You may have a different color dirt, but it's still dirty. And here you are trying to make your dirt better than my dirt. So just be thankful. Hallelujah. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning each of us. Tell somebody, and his will must be done. Okay, so you just wasted your time going through all the agony and whatever you're going through. It's his will, and you might as well start jumping up, running from here to there. Because when you get wherever you're going, it'll be there waiting for you. It might come from a different person, but it's still going to be there. Hallelujah. You can't run from yourself. The problem is not in the person that you're shunning. The problem is in you. You need to learn how to handle life situations. Or you be going to run all your life and run yourself to early grave. Learn to accept things the way God allowed them to come to you. Because if it's come to you, God said you need it in your life. And until you accept it, you're going to keep on getting that negative vibe. So, learn to praise him. Not because of you. David said, I will bless the Lord. Anytime I'm going to bless me. But I will bless the Lord. So learn to praise him. Psalm 150 says, praise ye the Lord. Not yourself. See, our problem is we want all the praise come to us. But all the praises belong to God. And if you give him all the praises, you don't. There's nothing left over for you. Hallelujah. So praise him when I have time to praise him. Every breath you take, it's time to praise him. Well, I don't be in church all the time. You don't have to wait till you get in church. Praise him every working moment. Praise him. Praise him in the sanctuary. We come to the sanctuary and we still don't praise him. We need to bless the Lord more. He's doing more for us. Some of us come with a complaint and we leave with a complaint. But praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in his sanctuary and in the firmaments of his power. We're going to praise him in the strength of his power. Not ours. We got to have his power. I can do all things, but only through him who provides the strength for us. So praise him in the firmness of his power. And praise him for his mighty acts. See, this is not about us. You praising him for who he is. What he does. Every day. Hallelujah. Praise him and what he did even from the beginning. Praise him for making the heavens and the earth. Praise him for his mighty acts and according to his excellent greatness. Praise the Lord, because he is great. Anybody know he's great? Hallelujah. You need to praise him for his greatness. Get your mind off yourself and get your mind on him. And then you'll be exalted. You'll be lifted up. Because you know that he is mighty. He is all powerful. Hallelujah. And he is working it out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So praise him for his excellent greatness. And this is what you need to do. It gives us some ways to praise him. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. We don't have a trumpet in here today, so I'll ask somebody to blow it. But praise him with the instruments. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbre and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organ. See, we don't have to all praise him with the same thing. We don't all have to praise him with the same in the same way. Everybody don't dance, but you got a way you can praise him. You can praise him by clapping your hands. You can praise him by shouting, and by the way, you shout with your voice. And we dance with our feet. Praise him. With the string instrument. Isn't that a string instrument over there? Give us a little praise over there with the string instrument. Glory to God. Praise him upon the loud sound cymbal. Praise him with the high sounding cymbals. Let everything. Ask somebody, are you still breathing? Let everything that has breath. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're breathing, you ought to bless the Lord. If you're breathing, pray, bless him. Hallelujah. On your instrument. Bless him with a hand clap. Bless him with a shout of the voice. Bless him, for the Lord is good. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Does it mean that every time I open my mouth, I ought to be praising him? Because it's continuous, non-stop praising. If I'm praising God, I can't be complaining and praising at the same time. Hallelujah. I can't be sad and yet praising him. Glory be, I'll be lifted up. Hallelujah. If I praise him, then he'll be lifted up. Because he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I draw men unto him. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. Instead of boasting about yourself, I this and I that, boast about what the Lord is doing. Hallelujah. Stop complaining and talk about what the Lord is doing. My soul gets this joy in boasting about the goodness of the Lord. And the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Hallelujah. You ought to be glad somebody's praising them. And stop complaining that they're fasting too long. They praised them too long. But you're supposed to rejoice along with them as they praise the Lord. Oh, magnify. Hallelujah. Tell two people, magnify. Hallelujah. With me. Oh, magnify. The Lord with me. Hallelujah. You need to magnify and exalt, lift him up. His name together. We ought to be in a joint corporation of praising God together. Hallelujah. In unity. Praise God. Oh, because the Lord said, praise him and let us exalt his name together. David said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me. Hallelujah. From not some of them, but all of them. Hallelujah. Every one of my fears. So the word said, the Lord is my strength and my salvation, of whom shall I fear? God deliver you. The neighbor, if you've been delivered, why are you walking around here scared? God had delivered us from our fears, but we have bound ourselves because we're trying to do it on our own instead of doing it in the Lord. And if we do it in the Lord, we don't have no need to fear, because he is my protector and no weapon. I wish I had three people to know that no weapon. Doesn't matter what the weapon is, no weapon. Some weapons are words. But no weapon. Doesn't matter what you say, doesn't matter what you do, no matter what weapon you grind it for, no weapon that you make up, that you use, shall prosper against me. Now, he didn't say they wouldn't make him up. But it tells somebody, it ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. All right. No weapon formed against us. And greater is he than them that in the world. He's there. Hallelujah. So he delivers us out of all our troubles, and the angels of the Lord encamp round about us, them that fear him, and deliver them. They say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I ain't have no fear. Why? Because the Lord is with me. Hallelujah. And then it said, surely tell somebody I got two angels encamped around me. And the name, one of them name is goodness, and the other one is called mercy. And they're going to be with me all the days of my life. Goodness got my front. Mercy got my back. Hallelujah. I ain't got to worry. My front is covered. My back is covered. Hallelujah. Goodness. Mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So it says, you ought to taste him. Ask your neighbor, have you tasted him yet? Taste and see. Taste, see that he's a deliverer. Taste, see that he's joy. Taste, see that he's life. Taste, and see that he's your helper in a time of need. Taste and see that he's your joy in the morning, joy at noonday, joy in the evening, joy even at midnight. Taste and see that it's good. Fear the Lord. So we feel the wrong thing. We feel people. We feel other things when we don't feel the Lord. How do you know, Pastor? Because if you did, you wouldn't do the things you do. So we feel people because we see them. We don't feel the Lord because we don't see him. But I came to let you in on the secret. He's there with you all the time. And there's no place in all of creation they can go and be hid from him. Everything lays bare before him. He's closer than the clothes you wear. Hallelujah. And he knows everything that's going on in your life. Most of us who are in it, everybody that's a driver, raise your hand. Driving your car. And I bet every one of you have speed at some time or another. That includes me. Because I have gotten several tickets myself. And I got one out here on New Hope when I was early passed out here trying to get the service. I was running late on. Man pulled me and gave me a ticket and told me that he followed one, a preacher right in his yard and church yard and gave him a ticket. I got one on Central Heights Road out there when they changed that speed limit. And that ain't all. There have been some more down through the years. But we need his mercy. We need his grace. And so he has done great things. We break his law, but his mercy endure it to all generations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we need to fear him, because when we see the highway patrolman, even without thinking, that gas pedal, instead of going down, it comes up. Because we see somebody in authority that can give you a ticket. And sometimes you see them too late. What's within my case? Okay. Now, if we saw Jesus standing with us, then we'll walk careful too. We'll do more than more like what he told us to do. We will bless him even more. And I'm quitting, but tell somebody, this is not a sightseeing tour. We go on too much of what we see, or either what we think we see. Because sometimes you don't see what you think you see. This is a faith walk. We walk by faith and not by sight. Our faith tells us that Jesus is right here with me. And I'm out responding the way Jesus responds. He told me to bless him in every situation. Am I blessing him? I will bless the Lord Hallelujah. Think about what you say. You just can't talk it. You got to be a doer. And if we would do that more, we'll be a more joyful people and have more strength in our life. Because the joy of the Lord is thy strength. So David said in Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Who? Every one of us. So there's no such thing as I'm a quiet person when it comes to the Lord. You can be quiet in your daily life. Maybe you will be quiet, but in that way, we won't get in so much trouble. Because our tongue can mess us up. That tongue sometimes say things like you ain't got no control over it. But remember, Jesus is always there. Hallelujah. He sees you in everything you do. And ain't no need you trying to tell him, I did it because of so and so. That's no excuse. Just because somebody's wrong, you're going to be wrong too. How many are going to jump off the building with somebody else because they jumped off? How many are you going to go standing from the Max Crook coming down Highway 70 with bypass? Because somebody else stood up there. We got to stop comparing our lives with other people's lives. And bless God by comparing our lives with his. The way he told you to do it. I better quit. I do want y'all to come back again. But it's more important to get you in heaven than you coming back again. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him when you're going. Bless him when you're coming back. Bless him. Hallelujah. Let the young lion do like and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want in a good thing. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want it, God's got it. Bless him. Ask him and receive it. You got to ask and know that you got it before you got it. And you shall have it. Hallelujah. Because we are walking by faith and not by sight. Bless God. So bless the Lord in all times. And allow his praises to continue to be in your mouth. And keep in mind the 19th verse in this chapter. I think it's the 19th verse. Many are the affliction of the righteous, But don't get sad. God has promised to what? Deliver all of them all. If you don't faint beforehand. God bless you and have a smile upon you. 2019. Bless the Lord all the way through. Hallelujah. All right. Gospel invitation extended. There's any of you who like to cast your cares upon the Lord, whether it's for salvation or sickness or whatever. Now is the time. The doors to salvation are open. You may come.
You, Jesus, I don't know what I would do, but if I had wings, ooh, like a morning dove, y'all know what I'd do. And Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. Not just one day, Jesus, but every day. And if I had wings, like a morning dove, y'all know what I do. Fly away. Oh, yes, I will, Lord. Be at rest. Yes, sir. From a mighty long way. Not just one day, Jesus, but every day. Oh, if I had wings, ooh, like a morning dove, y'all know what I do. Fly away. fly out.